As New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state legislature indicate they are moving closer to legalizing recreational marijuana, users and prescribers of medical cannabis, particularly in rural areas, are wondering what it will mean for them. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
New York State keeps a list of medical marijuana practitioners in each county who agree to be named publicly. There are 26 of them in Monroe County. But in Orleans, there are none. The counties of Genesee, Livingston, and Wayne each have one. The only publicly listed medical marijuana provider in Wayne County is Janine Quinlan.
I have a doctorate in nursing practice. I do psychiatric prescribing, mental health prescribing, and I work in the addictions field. And I also prescribe addiction medicine.
Quinlan's medical marijuana practice covers an area that includes parts of Monroe and Ontario counties, too. She doesn't usually meet patients in her own office space because travel is a barrier to them.
In a rural area, and people have problems with anything, addiction, medical, or whatever we talk about for prescribing cannabis, they usually have difficulty with transportation. They may have limited licensing, limited car use.
Quinlan's curious about what legalizing recreational marijuana would do to her rural medical practice, but she's not worried. She says in her area, you don't get as many people seeking medical marijuana as you do in cities, so she's not facing a steep drop-off in customers. But she does worry about people who might start to self-medicate, people who don't qualify for medical marijuana because they have a pre-existing condition that the drug could worsen, cardiovascular problems, kidney disease, and especially, she says,
psychosis. There are receptors in the brain that can trigger persons who have a genetic predisposition, and if that's overflooded, that can cause the trigger towards schizophrenia.
And she hopes that whatever rules the state comes up with for recreational marijuana will take those risks into account. Still, she says, there's a lot of good that can come from people having more access to marijuana by legalizing recreational use, even if they don't or can't get it through a licensed medical practitioner. Quinlan says that's especially important in rural parts of the state, where there just aren't enough providers. Half an hour south of here in Canandaigua, Tim Hildebrand is running up against that shortage.
The closest one to me is in Liverpool. So that's an hour in one direction just to go get my medications. They do have home delivery, but that's an extra $20 charge on an already $80 product to get me through a day.
Hildebrand uses medical marijuana to address a gastrointestinal problem.
It's not pleasant at all. And so I end up in the hospital usually for about a week or two at a time when it happens. And this happens about every 6 months, like clockwork. I'd wake up in the morning and I would just be in immense pain. Like right off the bat, my stomach would start hurting. And I found that
Hildebrand says a particular blend of cannabis ingredients prevented the worst of his symptoms. The only problem is that no local medical marijuana supplier carries that blend. That's why he's hoping recreational marijuana will be legalized, because he says it'll force medical dispensaries to diversify their offerings to keep up. Adam Gores, who's with Columbia Care, agrees. His company makes and sells medical marijuana around Rochester. He says he doesn't see recreational marijuana, which he calls adult use, as a threat to the medical business. He says they're complements.
There's ultimately a large group of people that have not been aware of medical cannabis. And we think that in an adult use space, it becomes an over-the-counter opportunity too. And so we think that there's actually a growing market opportunity.
Gore says both medical and legal recreational marijuana offer safer, more controlled environments to use the drugs. Still, though, he says Columbia Care is trying to work with the state to make sure there are measures to stop people who have been denied a medical certification from turning to recreational weed to self-medicate. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.